It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
Ooh, ooh, all you sweat hogs, sit down. It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com sports podcast.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, welcome back.
Well, I don't understand this.
Welcome back to the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. Today, it's the Masters Halftime Report. 46-year-old Tiger Woods versus the field. After two rounds of the Masters in Augusta, Georgia, the golf course is handling the onslaught of the world's best golfers just fine. Thanks to the Augusty North Winds, which swept across the famed golf course on Friday, there are only a handful of golfers in the clubhouse with an under-par score after 36 holes. In fact, any player making the cut after Friday's second round at Augusta National Golf Club is easily within striking distance of the clubhouse leader after the second round of play. The field is really bunched up heading into the weekend's final two rounds. The hottest golfer on the PGA Tour, Scottie Scheffler, is the only golfer to put two straight rounds in the 60s in the books for rounds 1 and 2. He finished on Friday at 8 under par to take an imposing 5-shot lead into the third round on Saturday. Defending champion Hideki Matsuyama is in a logjam tied for second place at 3 under par. Heading into the weekend, there are only 15 golfers under par at the midway point of the Masters, and the weekend cut came at 4 over par. I'm watching the coverage via the internet at masters.com. It's a lot of fun. They give you several options to follow the action. I'm particularly liking the Amen Corner coverage of holes 11, 12, and 13. They also have hole-by-hole coverage of certain feature groups where you get a chance to see each of the 18 holes at this absolutely gorgeous golf course. And the course looks terrific, as usual. The azaleas, which my mom used to like to watch on TV, are plentiful and in bloom, just like always, and the greens are just as fast as your kitchen floor. And I'm not joking about that. Try putting on your kitchen floor, and those are the greens at Augusta. And the patrons are, thus far, behaving well too. But the television and the media coverage is pushing one particular golfer more than any of the 89 others on the golf course. Yes, it's Tiger Woods. Tiger is now 46 years old, and he's coming back from a series of surgeries after his one-car auto crash in Southern California a little over a year ago. He's walking on a bionic right leg, effectively, and is trying to play golf against a fabulous field on a very hilly golf course in northern Georgia. Tiger Woods is now the same age as the legendary Jack Nicklaus, when Nicklaus won his sixth green jacket back in 1986 with a spectacular final nine-hole rally. With Tiger Woods lurking at plus one coming into the final two rounds, there's a chance that Woods may be in the mix by Sunday afternoon at the Masters, too. The golf patrons at this golf course roar whenever Tiger Woods even walks to the tee box. They roar when he approaches every single green. And you know what sounds they make when he makes a birdie putt. They go bananas when he does just about anything at this golf tournament this year. The other 89 golfers in the field have a lot of talent, but to be brutally honest, most of them generally play without a lot of emotion and a reason for the golf crowd to outwardly pull for them. One of the other favorites in the field really let down his legion of supporters again on Friday afternoon. Jordan Spieth lost a chance to win his second Masters golf tournament a few years ago by dumping not one but two shots in a row into the water in Rays Creek in front of the 155-yard par 3 12th hole. And during Friday's second round, Jordan Spieth did exactly the same thing. His triple bogey 6 on the hole led to a second round 76 and sent one of the few other non-Tiger fan favorites to an early exit on Friday evening. And then there's former British Open champion Stuart Sink. He fashioned a nifty hole-in-one on Friday at the par 3 16th hole. Though the roars were heard around the golf course, Stuart Sink's ace wasn't nearly as loud as the noise heard when Tiger Woods rolled in a short 3-foot birdie putt at number 10 on Friday. You see what I'm saying? Never mind that Tiger Woods bogeyed 4 of his first 5 holes to start the second round on Friday, his legions of fans could care less. They have been in his corner the entire week. The galleries have even lined the fairways for every hole during Tiger's abbreviated practice rounds, Monday and Tuesday, as they welcomed their champion back to the golf course. He rallied late on Friday to post a 74, and he's now at 1 over par, and he trails by 9 shots heading into the weekend. But Tiger Woods is golf's rock star of his generation in much the same way that Arnold Palmer was the people's favorite during the 1960s, and Jack Nicklaus became the same in the 70s and the 80s. It's impossible to convey how loud the crowd reacts to just about everything Tiger Woods does on the golf course compared to how they react to the good shots for the other golfers in the field. Jack Nicklaus knows how it sounds, especially back in 1986, and that's when the Golden Bear literally came out of nowhere to shoot a 6-under par 30 on the final 9 en route to a final round 65 and somehow won the Masters for the 6th time. The 82-year-old golf legend was unable to compete for the very first time this year in the annual Wednesday afternoon par 3 contest at Augusta's short course. Nicklaus gallantly, painfully bent down to tee it up for a ceremonial first tee shot at Augusta National Golf Club's opening hole on Thursday morning, along with his longtime friends Gary Player, who's now 86, and Tom Watson, who's 72. And when Jack Nicklaus said recently that he can no longer play golf without pain, it was very obvious when you watched him try to hit that shot on Thursday morning. It's also a bit sad for those of us who have become Nicklaus fans over the years. So here he is, Tiger Woods, currently tied with Jack Nicklaus for the most wins ever in PGA Tour history at 82 apiece. In all likelihood, Woods will eventually own that record at some point soon. But Big Jack still holds the all-time record for wins in golf's major championships at 18, while Tiger's in second place with 15. Jack's record in that category will be very difficult for Tiger to eclipse, given Woods' current age and his long history of injuries. With Augusta National Golf Club's patrons pulling so hard this week for Tiger Woods, being his playing partner is very difficult. Joaquin Niemann, who stands at 1 under par after 2 rounds of play, was paired with Woods Thursday and Friday, and he scored better than him heading into the 3rd round Saturday. However, Niemann was a forgotten man, feeling a bit invisible while sharing the stage with one Tiger Woods. But fortunately for Niemann, he's going to have a new playing partner for Saturday's 3rd round. I'm sure he's quite happy. The weekend weather for Augusta, Georgia looks terrific for the next 2 days. Clear skies, 70-degree weather makes for ideal course conditions with the ever-present swirling winds at Augusta National Golf Club to get under the golfer's skin at just the wrong time. The national media and the galleries on the premises will be stacked heavily in favor of one Tiger Woods. Though he currently trails by 9 shots, Tiger needs to move within striking range on Saturday, so he might be able to try to replicate the 1986 final round rally of Jack Nicklaus. And you can bet that the 82-year-old Nicklaus will be watching via television at his home as well. Word has it that Jack Nicklaus and his lovely wife Barbara have a celebratory toast every time that Woods fails to win another major golf tournament and move even closer to challenging Jack's career record of 18 major championships. But on the other hand, CBS Sports, who pays handsomely for the broadcast rights for the Masters, would love nothing better than to see Tiger Woods mount a final round rally on Sunday to win his 6th green jacket at the Masters at the same age, 46, as Jack was when he won his final major. So it's Tiger Woods versus the field this weekend at the Masters. The odds are certainly not in his favor, but don't tell that to the golf fans because they want to spark a rally for the ages. Let's see what happens this weekend at the Masters.